There's a story told about Colonel Sanders and the Pope. Sales had not been going well at Kentucky Fried Chicken, and the colonel was rather concerned about that. So he contacted the Pope, and he said, "Your Eminence, I have a favor to ask of you, and if you give me that favor, I will give to the church $1 million. The Pope said, "Well, what do you want?" He said, "I want you to change the words of the Lord's Prayer to give us this day, from give us this day our daily bread, to give us this day our daily chicken." Pope said, "Colonel, I'd like to be able to accommodate that. We could use $1 million, but this is the Lord's Prayer, and I can't change the words." "All right," the colonel said, and he hung up, and another month goes along, and sales continue downward, and he calls the Pope again. He says, "Pope, Your Eminence, I know we spoke earlier, but I'm prepared to give $10 million if you'll just change the words of the daily prayer from 'Give us this day our daily bread' to 'Give us this day our daily chicken.'" The Pope said, "Colonel, I would love to do that. We could use the $10 million. We have several charities that would benefit from that, but it's the Lord's Prayer. I can't change the words." Colonel hangs up, waits about 2 months, and sales have continued a nosedive. And in a sense of desperation and panic, he calls up the Pope the third time. He says, "Your Eminence, I need that favor. I'm prepared to give $2 billion. If you'll change the daily prayer from 'Give us this day our daily bread' to 'Give us this day our daily chicken, it's my final offer.'" The Pope said, "Let me get back to you." So the next day, the Pope calls together a gathering of his cardinals and bishops, and he says, "Guys, I got good news and I got bad news. Good news is that Kentucky Fried Chicken is going to donate $2 billion to the Vatican. Bad news is we lost the Wonder Bread account." For some of you, it's just now starting to hit. You're going, "Oh! Give us this day our daily bread." We say those words every Sunday when we pray the prayer, right? It almost flows from our lips without our minds engaging. But I would submit to you that those are words of hope and comfort. Meet us in a day that when we desperately need to hear those kinds of words. This has been a chaotic week in the headlines, right? We had trade wars with China, charges of currency manipulation. The stock market did not do well this week. Farmers' markets are being reduced in the result of all of this. And we have the shootings and the heartbreak that we've all been enduring, and it's almost like we're afraid to open our newspaper. It's mind-numbing. It's soul-sucking. And it's easy for us to respond in a couple of different ways. One is we give in to the fear of the uncertainty. We become almost paralyzed with that fear. A second way is we just resign ourselves. "Well, okay, sirrah, sirrah, there's nothing that I can do. It's a horrible thing, but..." The command of God that comes to us in these words, "Give us this day our daily bread," is an exhortation for us to trust God and to walk in faith in that which we cannot see, but yet know to be absolutely true and certain. I'm convinced that we need the words of this prayer more today than we ever have. Our Lord Jesus, who was fully human, himself needed this prayer. And our Lord Jesus, who was fully divine, served as the answer to this prayer. So listen to what the Heidelberg Catechism has to say in question number 125. What does this fourth petition mean? Give us this day our daily bread. The Catechism answers by saying that this is a request that God would take care of our physical needs so that we come to know that God alone is the source of everything good, and that neither work nor worry, neither work nor worry, nor the gifts of common grace can do us any good without the blessing of our Father. Now, I don't want to get overly technical this morning, but when I rolled into my New Testament Greek class in seminary, which I'm a nerd. I'll just own that. I loved Greek. My classmates thought I was nuts. I minored in Greek. I loved it so much. So the very first day, the Greek professor, he's going to show us that we actually know more Greek than we do. And so he puts the words to the Lord's Prayer. This was in the old days. It was on an overhead projector. You remember those? Ah. Today it's whiteboards and all of that. But he put it on an overhead projector in Greek. And he said, all right, boys and ladies, I want you to translate these words. And he said, I'm going to tell you right now, it's the words of the Lord's Prayer. So he would point to various words, and we would, because we knew the prayer, we would say, oh, well, that's that word. And we got to the word bread, and we said, well, that's the word for bread. And then he backed us up, and he said, what does this word mean? And we thought, well, we got this one. That means daily, because we knew the prayer, right? We knew the prayer in the words of the King James Version, at least. And so I said, that word means daily. And he said, not so quick. And we sat there looking like we didn't have a clue, which we didn't. And he said, you know, this Greek word right here, it is used only twice in the entire New Testament. It's used here, and it's used in Luke's version of the Lord's Prayer in exactly the same place. It's used nowhere else. He said it gets even worse. In ancient Greek, that word is never used. This is it. He then went on to say, for all we know, Jesus could have been saying, give us this day our raisin bread. Well, that can't be. What is our daily bread? Well, I don't think it's all that hard. And I truly think that what is meant in this prayer, and I don't think it is daily, because he just said, give us this day, and it would be rather redundant to turn right around and say, give us this day our day bread. There's another meaning of that word that's got to be percolating to the surface for us. Give to us this day the bread that is necessary for our survival. Give to us this day that which we need from your heaven. Give to us this day bread for today, bread for tomorrow. Give to us this day bread that does not run out. The ancient Syriac text, which is one of the oldest ones that we have, translates it in exactly that way. Give to us bread that never runs out. I really think that's what the catechism is driving at, as it takes that same idea. Give to us that which frees us from work and worry. Give to us that which keeps us from thinking we need to work to earn your favor and to earn your blessing. Give to us that which frees us from worry. Any of you struggle with worry? My wife. Yeah. If I needed to know I'm saying this today, I'll tell her. But she would agree. My wife says to me, Wally, you don't worry enough. You don't seem to be too concerned. You don't worry enough. I said, honey, you got it for both of us. I can take this one off. You got it. Give to us that which frees us from worry and work. It's easy for us to say we shouldn't worry, right? And when we say we shouldn't worry, what happens? We worry about worrying and we feel guilty because we've been worrying, and it just kind of heaps up on top of us and piles on top of us a little bit more. Give us this day daily bread which frees us from work and worry. There is in this request the implicit idea that we will not benefit from anything in this life unless and until the Lord blesses what we have, and unless and until we understand that we have nothing in this life apart from His grace and His providence. Unless you and I see the hand of God in everything that we have, the table that we sit down to remains just an ordinary table, and the bread that is there remains just bread. Unless we begin to see and understand that everything we are and everything we have and everything we hope to be, we owe to the grace of God and the grace of God alone. Give us this day our daily bread. But you see, we really don't believe that. There is that thing that's within us that begins to assume that, you know, God, and we would never be so bold as to say this, you know, God, I got this. I'll take care of this one. I'll come back to you when I got something that I can't handle. Because after all, we're pretty sharp and we're pretty intelligent, right? Well, all right, the one sitting next to you is. Everyone turned and looked at who's sitting next to me. But here's the reality. Apart from Him, we can do what? Nothing. Nothing. He doesn't say, apart from me, you can handle most of this stuff. Apart from me, you can do nothing. And if we believe that, we humble ourselves before Him and say to Him, give us this day that which is necessary for our survival. Give us this day our daily bread. You see, in this request, we humble ourselves before God and ask Him to sustain us and nourish us. We ask God to enable us to see Him in the ordinary, to find Him in the daily. Give us this day our daily bread. We ask for the faith to understand that if the Lord is our shepherd, we shall not want. The prophet in the book of Haggai understood this. As he wrote, is the seed yet in the barn? Indeed, the vine, the fig tree, the pomegranate, and the olive tree have yielded nothing. But from this day on, I will bless you. Everything had gone south, the crops had failed, and the prophet says, yet from this day on, I will bless you. Our Lord, later on in the same chapter of Matthew chapter 6 writes these words. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you? O you of little faith. Therefore do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear, or what is the stock market going to do? The Gentiles seek after these things. Your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first his kingdom, his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Do we respond in fear, or do we walk in faith in that which we cannot see? Words of promise, give us this day our daily bread. But there's another nuance to that saying that I want to share with you. And I think it's this idea that we are asking in that request for God to give us this day, the offering of the day, as our daily bread. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, this day that we have is a gift to us from God. We are not promised tomorrow, but we have this day as a gift. And let us receive it as a gift from God and use it as a gift from God with thanksgiving in our hearts, with integrity in our steps. Give us this day our daily bread. And yet I think there's a third idea. I would be remiss if I did not remind you of the words of our Lord. I am the bread of life. You see, that came on the heels of him feeding the 5,000, which was really about 20,000 or so. And as our Lord performed that miracle, the crowds, man, they pressed on him. They wanted to seize him and make him king. And I'm sitting there reading that story and I'm going, I guess so. You talk about a school lunch program. If he can take one boy's lunch and feed 20,000, that's the one I want. And so they wanted to make Jesus king, and he would not let them. And on the heels of that, Jesus said to them, it's not about loaves and fish. I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst. Give us this day our daily bread. The wisdom to see and understand that all that we have and all that we ever should want is found in the sufficiency of Jesus Christ. Give us this day our daily bread. The United States has an excellent way of reminding us to put our faith and trust in God alone. Every coin is minted with what words? In God we trust. Every treasury bill has down at the bottom line, in God we trust. It's odd, isn't it? Because the one thing that we're not to put our trust into bears to us a statement of whom we are to put our trust in. We're not to put our trust in money. It's only a tool. We're not even to put our trust in people. Whether they be presidents or prime ministers, they are as prone to sin as we are. We are to put our trust in the tool maker. We are to put our trust in the people maker. We are to put our trust in the provider God who alone can give us this day our daily bread. You and I have been blessed of God richly, have we not? I can go and open the refrigerator. Well, I'll find some weird stuff in there, especially when Joyce is out of town. Stuff starts to grow. Stuff that I never would have thought possible, but you know. Nonetheless, I open the refrigerator, I can find something in there. And yet there are many in our society who struggle for daily bread. That's why we have the blessing box out front. That's why we give to All Faith's food bank. Because these words, as we have seen in each of these requests, are to be more than just a prayer that we utter to God. It is to be a challenge to us to be the answer to that prayer. Notice the request, give to us. It is not give to me my daily bread. Give to us this day our daily bread. So today, go open up that refrigerator. You find something that you can put on your plate. Stop. Breathe a prayer of thanksgiving. Give us this day our daily bread. Because everything you have, everything you are, comes from the hands of our sovereign, loving Father. And if you have food for your table, then ask the question, with whom may I share this bounty? Because if we fail to ask that question, we don't understand the prayer that our God has given to us. Help us share it with those who wind up with a little less and needing of the bounty that God has given to us. Give us this day our daily bread.